Big Cheese in the Cheese World. I'm Melissa Patrick. On Tuesday, March 3rd, Gugusburg Cheese was awarded number one baby Swiss in the world and number one Swiss in the world at the 36th Biennial World Championship Cheese Contest in Madison, Wisconsin. Gugusburg Ziller swept the baby Swiss category by taking first, second, and third place in the class. Gugusburg Premium Swiss was also awarded first as well as third place in the rindless Swiss class. Ziller is Gugusburg's newest Swiss variety. The contest is judged by a panel of over 60 international industry experts from all over the world whose professions include cheese graters, cheese buyers, dairy science professors, and researchers. The cheese is graded on flavor, texture, body, appearance, and color. In addition to these characteristics, Swiss cheese is also judged on eye formation, which makes it an especially difficult cheese to perfect. The World Championship Cheese Contest is the world's largest technical cheese, butter, and yogurt competition and is hosted by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. The contest takes place every other year, alternating annually with the United States Cheese Championship. Entries are divided into classes and then judged on a scale ranging from 1 to 100 by some of the field's finest professors. The three highest scoring cheeses in each category are awarded trophies in recognition as the nation's best. This year's contest included 3,375 entries from 25 countries and 34 states. Gugusburg says they attribute this honor to the craftsmanship and dedication to quality of Gugusburg's employees, as well as the grade A milk supplied by their local farmers and the support of their community. Gugusburg Cheese, located in Millersburg, is the home of the original baby Swiss cheese and is known for crafting high-quality, award-winning Swiss cheeses using locally sourced grade A milk. Gugusburg Cheese remains family-owned and dedicated to quality craftsmanship and the heritage of Swiss cheese making. Monday, April 6th is the deadline to register to vote or change your name or address for the May 5th, 2026 primary election. Residents can register at the Holmes County Board of Elections, located in the Clinton Street Office Building, 75 East Clinton Street, Suite 108, Millersburg. The Board of Elections office is open weekdays from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday, April 6th, the office will be open until 9 p.m. Registration forms are also available at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles or Holmes County District Public Library. To check your registration, change your address online, register online, or print forms to register by mail, visit voteohio.gov online. To vote, a person must be a U.S. citizen, be a resident of the county and precinct in which he plans to vote, be at least 18 years of age on or before the day of the general election, and have registered to vote at least 30 days prior to the election. Photo identification is required when appearing to vote at the polls. The primary election ballot includes races for governor and lieutenant governor, attorney general, auditor of state, secretary of state, treasurer of state, justices of the Ohio Supreme Court, U.S. senator, representative to Congress, members of political party state central committees, state senator, state representative, judges to the district court of appeals, judges of the Common Pleas Court, county commissioner, county auditor, and members of the Republican County Central Committee. Also appearing on the ballot will be a renewal of a local tax issue for Loudonville Village and four local liquor option requests. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday no accidents, 11 incidents, and these three arrests. Michael Timothy Cornwell of Big Prairie, who is arrested and charged with failure to comply with order or signal of police officer, as well as Austin Lee Tisch of Millersburg, who is arrested and charged with theft, and Sonny Renee Zickafoos of Kilbuck, who was arrested and charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs and failure to control vehicle. Governor Mike DeWine wants to change Ohio's seatbelt law. This came up during his State of the State address. He says he wants to make not wearing a seatbelt a primary offense. Right now, authorities must witness a different violation first before they can pull you over. Ohio State Highway Patrol ticketed more than 52,000 people last year for seatbelt violations. A pilot project here in Ohio could change the way transportation officials detect potholes and other roadway hazards by using technology already built into certain vehicles. Honda, working with Drive Ohio and ODOT, has completed a 2-year test of what it calls a proactive roadway maintenance system. Specially equipped Honda vehicles drove nearly 3,000 miles across Ohio, scanning roads in real time. The system identified several types of roadway issues with high accuracy, things like worn or obstructed road signs, damaged guardrails, potholes, faded lane markings, and rough road conditions. Researchers at the University of Cincinnati helped develop the detection technology, and officials say it could save the state more than $4.5 million a year. Ohio State has moved past the abrupt resignation of the university's president by elevating its chief academic officer into the role. Trustees voted unanimously yesterday to appoint executive vice president and provost Ravia Bellamaconda as former president Walter Ted Carter Jr.'s successor. They bypassed the traditional nationwide search to name the school's fourth president since 2020. Bellamaconda's appointment comes as a clearer picture begins to emerge of Carter's inappropriate relationship. His admission has been tied to the female host of a podcast for military veterans that Ohio's privatized economic development office, Jobs Ohio, paid $60,000 to sponsor. And Jobs Ohio is exploring ways for it to get its money back from the host of the podcast related to the resignation of former OSU President Ted Carter. Jobs Ohio posted on X that it signed a deal for 4 episodes of that Call Out podcast at $15,000 each. But the agency says only 1 episode was ever completed, and that episode has since been removed. In a post, the agency says, quote, "We are reviewing clawback options in our contract," end quote. And finally, a Euclid woman is being remembered as a hero for saving her children from a house fire, but another child may be responsible for the blaze. One daughter is remembering the life of her mother, who died saving her children from a house fire. Last night, a vigil was held outside the Euclid home of Amber Hines, but now one of those children is facing charges in her death. Fire broke out last Tuesday in Amber's residence. Children say she helped them escape the home, but she never made it out. Days later, police arrested her 20-year-old son, Jalen Walker. Walker is facing murder and arson charges. Court documents allege that he purposely set the fire and that there is video evidence. Walker is said to appear in court March 26th. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.